Blog Talk Radio.
You think I wouldn't have him unless I could have him by the ball? You think I'd just dish it out? You don't think I'd take it at all?
That would be good afternoon, evening. This is Here Be Monsters. My name is Gwendolyn H. Berry, and with me today is Jack Jodell of the Saturday Afternoon Post. I'm on the Atlantic side of Florida, and Jack, you're in Minnesota. Where is it? What town are you actually in?
I'm in Richfield, which is just the first suburb south of Minneapolis.
There you go. So that's where Jack's coming from. And today we're going to take calls. Our theme for the day is based on a article or post, if you will, that was written about who owns your wordsmithing when you post online to your blog. And it was an article that was written by Diane G. of the Wild Wild Left Radio and Wild Wild Left blog site. We're going to bring her on in a moment or two, but that's the theme of today's show. We're going to talk about that. Who has the right? And do you have any announcements, anything you want to talk about before we get into it? I mean, you know, it's like we had a hell of a week going on before all this brouhaha. We had a brouhaha.
I heard about that.
This was all about, baby. We had a brouhaha. But a woman was, did you hear about this? A woman was having a yard sale to pay for her bone cancer medical bills, and the authorities came in and shut her down.
Why?
Because she didn't have the correct permits. She was raising money for, you know, they were questioning her raising money.
All the legalistic stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In New York, Verizon hired the freaking Blackwater guys to crack on the strikers in New York. Here we go. Here we go. We're bowling for dollars, right?
Yeah.
Leonard Peltier, who is the activist political prisoner, the American Indian who's in custody for the wounded knee incidents, has been thrown into solitary confinement. And I got to tell you, that's bad. He has terrible health going on. Nobody has good health in a penitentiary, but he has bad health issues, and they've thrown him into solitary. And with the Supreme Court that we have right now, you know, it's going to take a threat to them in order to get them to take the petitions to free Leonard seriously. In California, Jack, In California, the Democrats out there actually want to throw the progressives under the bus for wanting to primary Obama. They want to kick him out of the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, that's so foolish. You know, like I've said many times, maybe not so much publicly, but for the left to fight the left is just, it's very self-defeating. It's very foolish to get in these continual arguments that have plagued that side of the spectrum for a long, long time, and it usually achieves defeat is the only thing it achieves. So for people to react adversely to something like a threat of a primary challenge, which I don't think Obama has to worry about anyway,
right.
regardless though, for people to get that up in arms and want to throw people out here and all that stuff, what do they want to do? They want to be as exclusive as the Republicans are? That's a foolish move.
Yeah, this is something that the gentleman who is, the host of the Progressive News Network, which everybody afterwards, give yourself a half an hour break at the end of our show today because I'm a guest on the Progressive News Network. Even though I'm a bit radical, that's, you know, how they...
Well, they need those
radical voices.
I'm
a wild woman. And the other piece of news, which I have no good heart with, of course, is that the Macondo well in the Gulf has begun to leak profusely. I mean, they can see it. And there's seepage coming up from the Horizon well area. And I think what they're going to finally get around to saying it is the fractured floor of the ocean around that well and what they've
done. Where exactly are these located in the Gulf, Gwen? Where are they located?
The Horizon is just off Louisiana, and the Macondo is further out. Once the Gulf has a conveyor, its own little mini conveyor belt of current in it, and so the basin states of the southeast are all going to see their shorelines get drenched with oil glut again.
Muck,
and it'll come, muck. It'll be coming in. Plus, it's going to have the old remnants of crude mixed with Corexit. We're getting our people along the shore. You know, I talk with a lot of different folks along the shoreline and such in the basin area. And so does, like, our good friend Cherie Foytlin and Trish Springstead. And Trish was out working with someone last night. She was making some very funny posts. I don't know what's going on with her. But she said that she was getting ill. She thinks they're already spraying Corexit close to the shoreline so that it will not come as close in as, you know, the shore. Now, this is not duly diligent information, that it's just what we're hearing scuttlebutt wise, and I want to be sure to disclaim with that. But good God, Gertie! I mean, do I've got enough to throw tantrums here all day long.
Well, you know, it's a proven fact, regardless of what scuttlebutt is what, it's a proven fact that many, many, many people are sick because of the oil spill, and it's not getting any better for them. It's a huge fact that's being ignored by the national media for the most part, and
it's
just
a blackout.
Not a good scene. It's a bad scene.
No, it's a blackout. It is a blackout. Well, with that, I suppose we should go to We should bring Diane on here. She's got some information.
Yeah.
And I believe she's already online. I'm not sure. I have an 810 area code.
Okay.
And I'm just going to open
South
the
Carolina?
Mic up.
Okay.
I have no idea. 810, it could be South Carolina. It could be my cue.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's Diane. Diane, you're open.
Great.
You're You're wide open here.
Hi, Diane.
Am I on?
You're on.
Well,
you
hello
are,
there.
Darling.
Hi.
Hi there. Well, welcome to Here Be Monsters.
Well, thanks for having me. I wanted to comment a little bit before we move on to something your co-host had said today about what they're doing in California. And I understand the loyalty of Obama supporters and the fact that any sitting president has issues dealing with opponents. My personal problem with Obama is that as this intelligent, brilliant orator, is this compelling speaker that moved masses of previous apathetic voters to vote,
mm-hmm.
he had the capacity to sell, or at least attempt to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the health care bill. And, mm-hmm. hey, no, this isn't this. This is Medicare for everyone. And all the fears that the Tea Party was putting out, he didn't use those abilities, which leads
right.
me to believe either, A, he's been threatened, or, B, he was compromised from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, that my opinion only, when you talk about what happened in California and them alienating or trying to disenfranchise the progressive movement trying to primary him, which isn't really a threat but an attempt to move him leftward,
mm-hmm.
What they're trying to do is shut down the democratic process where everybody
mm-hmm.
has a voice and a right to speak to
right.
what they would like to see happen in the
right.
future. I mean, you can't just go, we don't like what you're saying, so you're not really citizens and you don't have a voice in this anymore. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, until we have a viable third party, all we can do is try and work within what we have. Now, I've given
right.
up on that personally, but that's not the story of the day. So I just wanted to say that, you know, to me, this is shutting down democracy, closing their voices
yeah.
out of if you know, the progressive movement is part of the Democratic caucus.
A big part.
And by cutting out that progressive movement in so many states, and California being the first that's trying to disenfranchise them, it really says this country has moved centrist at best on the left and far right on the right. And that
yeah.
Overton window, you can't keep swinging it.
Yeah, right. I agree, Diane. I think you've got a real good point there. We really have drifted so far to the right compared to where we were 30 or 35 years ago. It isn't even funny anymore. I mean, we're Republican light now almost. It's ridiculous.
Well, you talk for yourself, son. You gotta have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You really
and as
do.
Far as the golf is, I mean, it, you know, and I've heard people even on my own little Facebook page that's affiliated with Gwen so very much and Here Be Monsters,
mm-hmm.
People trying to, I understand liberals should look at every angle, even angles we don't want to see. Look at all the news and draw your own conclusions because
right.
everybody has a slant.
Right.
It points, people are pointing out, oh, golly, they weren't really attributed to anybody opinions saying, oh, that oil could be from anywhere, blah, 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 blah. The fact of the matter is, in January of this year, an expert on the subject went and wrote Congress and said, look, not only is the well itself leaking, but there's fractures in around it from the pressure from a deep
right, the floor.
This particular
yeah.
deep water well is part of a river, so there's a river of oil.
Yeah,
that
there's
moves
a big danger.
And for
you're
some,
right.
from you know, but the constant problem is they've made the Gulf a pincushion, and this is the big wells are always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, 1,000 little wells are leaking constantly as well.
Well,
and
you know, and Congress doesn't
is
respond.
Within 12-mile radius of the natural flow is
oh,
the
yeah.
right where the original breach did.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, Congress
yeah,
doesn't even respond until it's a major emergency. That's the sad thing about it. They're not astute enough to grab onto something and deal with it quickly and responsibly right up front. No, they got to wait till it's a big, huge, huge story, and it's threatening thousands and millions of people. That's the only time you get any action out of them. It's ridiculous.
Well, they only turn and address in crisis. We've lost
right.
our story. They only
yeah, they're reactive, not proactive.
Crisis.
Yeah, they're
That's
reactive.
They don't even react
we
well. It's like, they don't react well
they
because
don't.
All they
right.
do
they
is
do
basically do spin on the story because
yeah,
they're
yeah.
all funded by the companies that
That's
yeah.
right. They're bogged down and paralyzed by special interests.
We have David on the line right now.
Hi, David.
Got my boot in there.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, David.
Hi.
And today's theme is, I feel like, didn't the Mr. Science guy used to say that? today's topic is who owns your words once you blog them? And we did have a brouhaha this weekend that brought the question up. And Diane has written a very good article that basically states just exactly what the law is in it. She's done the research on it, and I'm going to ask you, Diane, to bring that in the middle. But David, why don't you explain very simply, can you explain simply what the basic issue is? It's just a matter of reposting your own words, correct?
Yeah, what happened was I used to write for a previous site, Bad Mike's American, and I posted several stories, probably close to 75 or so. Anyway, we went on our separate ways, and I reposted one of the stories that I did over on Mad Mike's on RT7.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't refer or link to any of that previous posting. Okay, the subject that was brought up was, and on their side, they thought that I was basically stealing that once you publish something on Mad Mike or whoever's site that takes the same philosophy, it becomes their property just by the mere act of publishing. And the law is clear on it, and you can go to copyrightoffice.gov and basically download the information. But ever since, I think, around 1976 or 77, anything that is a work that's published and they list all the various items automatically gives a copyright to the author of that work.
Okay. One would think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's inherent copyright laws that if you've read through, and I did read through the entire thing this morning at 6 o'clock this morning, that whether or not you've actually even published it, even if it's a work on your own computer or handwritten in your house, you have inherent copyright rights to that article. Just before we get further, go ahead.
That's correct. But you would be the only one that knew that you had it. You know, it actually has to be viewed by somebody. But anyway, it's an automatic thing. You're given a copyright. They do have forms that you can download and give information about whatever work that you have copyrighted, and that way it's public information as far as who to contact and all that stuff in case legal things come down the road, but it's quite clear, and you know it's a lot less confusing actually than patents. So,
I'm glad you've enlightened me on that. I was unaware of that aspect because I myself have been guilty of I've always credited the source that I got it from, but without a direct link or something, am I liable for reprinting something by somebody else?
You're reprinting
in my own blog.
You're reprinting somebody else's work.
Yeah, and I've credited them. You know.
I've credited
the site they were at.
You do, you know, it's sort of a vast wild west out there. But
yeah,
you know, to protect yourself, you do need to get the permission of whoever wrote the article.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that in the future. Then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Now, a lot of times in the blogosphere, just the mere fact of someone else publishing their work, you know, getting more exposure is a compliment. I mean, the posts or your site, you know, I take it as a compliment if somebody
takes it, yeah,
thinks enough of my post to republish on their site. But you know, some other person may take offense at it.
Yeah,
but
it's interesting. Yeah, it's a wild wild west kind of thing. It's open to interpretation, I guess, in a certain respect. But just to be safe, it would be good for people to secure permission first, I guess, and then go ahead and proceed, or not proceed, be whatever the case may be.
Well, it's not really open to interpretation. That's the whole thing. The rules are concise. It's just that a lot of times they aren't, you know, there's a lot of people not playing by those rules. So, for instance, you know, I confess to going out there in Google and finding the image and using it for a post. And if I don't see anything that gives a copyright or anything like that, then, you know, it's – but technically that could be considered a copyright infringement. I mean, if somebody has a
copyright on it. But aren't they under obligation to list the fact that it's copywritten?
Yes.
Yeah, there are things where you go into sites that have like open, you know, it's considered everything is here, it's open, you just have to say where you got it from.
Right.
Now, another thing to consider is if you have entered into agreement with whoever you write for, or money exchanges hands, or some contract is inferred, then that becomes something that has to be handled on an individual basis. I mean, you may be transferring your rights to that person, but you have to have an inferred contract, you know, either verbal or get paid money for it, that type of thing.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks for making that clear, David and Diane. That's good, very important to know, and I'm glad you printed that, Diane. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I'm certainly going to go over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, Diane's article is excellent. I mean, it could be used for a legal defense reference.
Great.
She has all the links, and she really covers it quite well.
I will use that as my my own personal guidepost down the line here then.
But anyway, it's, to get back to the original start of it, it created quite a ruckus back and forth, and there is a lot of people that have interpretations of what is and or what shouldn't be, and hopefully that stuff is in a truce. But you know, anybody that does have questions about this, you know, they don't need to go to this forum or this discussion group or you know, Jane Doe has published the top 10 list of copyrights. Go directly to the government site and download the rules. That way you won't be subject to somebody else's interpretation of it.
And that's at what, www.
Yeah, it's copyrightoffice.gov. I can put the link on the chat room.
Well, basically, if you go over to roundtree7.com and click on Diane's post, you will find all the links.
Oh, you will find all that information.
Yeah, good. That's we're going to do that, definitely. I'm certainly going to do that.
Lee, can I step in here for a second?
Yeah.
If I may, I really, you know, the overview of how this happened is not as important as informing the public. Blogging is becoming so prolific that, you know, in some instances they say we are killing the print media. To this effect, there are a lot of aggregate businesses. Now, you know, I talked to Noam Chomsky about reprinting the stuff, and he's like, you know, you can because you're my friend, but he's like, I really don't. I posted it one or two places, and they get a little bit stingy because I'm paid to do so. So it had to be a case-by-case business, you know, type of thing. Now, this is a paid venue, and some of them have exclusives and some of them do not. There are millions of aggregates, and I know personally I get at least three of them that repost his articles from other online sources without his permission. It's not worth his time to go after them because he is such a public figure in the public domain. But that and a actual court case I was going through really made me step up when David was accused of thieving his own work and being legally obligated, if not morally or ethically obligated, to link back to the site upon it was which first posted. In my opinion, it was first posted on his computer. That's not legally admissible. but really for the most part, that would be part of the case.
Mm-hmm.
Online, I want people to really understand, because blogging is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Online publication is not the legal definition of publication. Publication
mm-hmm.
means you have to resell, rent, be paid for,
mm-hmm.
or loan, as in the process of a library, or
mm-hmm.
Netflix,
mm-hmm.
images or words to be used for the public consumption for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Most blogs, I know I run at a deficit, maybe Mad Mike or others make some money off theirs, that's fine, that's their business. But when
mm-hmm.
you write for them, you are under no legal obligation, you've not signed anything contractual,
mm-hmm.
they do not own in part, full, or any variation thereof your
mm-hmm.
work.
Right.
In order to even reprint it after you've finished it, legally, they need permission. Now,
mm-hmm.
this is a huge, huge industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so many millions of, you know, it takes 2 clicks to become a blog owner.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to bother with any little one unless you have a huge, huge case? No.
Right.
But in the meantime, you have legal, I want every writer in the world that contributes to any
mm-hmm.
blog whatsoever, and I contribute to anybody who will have me, because
mm-hmm.
I think the message is more important than the ego. You
right.
know, I
agree.
If my yeah. blog goes down and Glenn's Roundtree 7 goes up, I don't care, as long as people are reading it and changing their minds.
Right, exactly.
You know,
and ego doesn't belong in the equation. Ego doesn't belong there.
To the social,
I want them to post it my blog, too, because maybe my 10 readers or million, it doesn't matter, will
yeah.
read their words and change their mind.
Right.
Right.
But bloggers and writers need to know that you post at will. It's an
mm-hmm.
at-will agreement, and your work is your own. And that,
mm-hmm.
that was really the whole reason that I did the
right.
research
okay.
to make this, to write this essay, to give people the tools that when they get bullied,
mm-hmm.
well, golly, you know what? You can say it all you want, but it ain't so.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not legally so. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's important to put the message out there loud and clear for
mm-hmm.
people who are, you know, and it doesn't matter how good or bad a writer is. It's about their message, and they're putting their heart and soul into it usually.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're
right.
going to work, especially on a team of different bloggers, it's important for them to realize they have rights. Because
yeah.
as Diane just said, people can be bullied, and
mm-hmm.
and that's just wrong. That's just absolutely wrong, and that's
well,
one of the more important messages here too.
Yeah, and really, realistically, we should be respectful of others' blogs and what have you. But I mean, if it is your own property, what's the difference if you publish it here, there, or anywhere? And even a guy like Tomcat
really?
Over at Politics Plus, he says there's only one rule at this blog: thou shalt steal. He says he actually encourages people to download
yeah.
and use and redistribute whatever he has on his site, and that's a healthy way to do it. You know, unless you're protecting intellectual property or something of great value, it just boils down to an ego question. And like I just said, ego shouldn't even enter into the equation. I mean, we're all on the same side, supposedly here, or related sides, and people are supposed to get along here, not be picking at each other and picking scabs. That's insane.
Well, especially when you consider that we live in times that the choices we make and the responsibilities we take are really important. Everybody
yeah.
makes a difference. I mean, that is
right.
my personal philosophy, but that's
mm-hmm.
reciprocity with the universe. That's fucking physics, people.
Yes,
if
right.
action is an equal reaction. It's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, everything that has just occurred in the brouhaha. It absolutely, and I have to commend our fearless commander leader there, who always will go for the diplomatic approach. He's very grounded
yes.
and very centered. I don't know if his microphone's still on. Or it is. Yeah, okay. David's there.
Yeah, way to go, David.
I'm
David,
here.
David.
Oh, he was
very
hard.
Yeah, see, he's one of the finest gentlemen I know. And I blew up at him this morning, too. So
if I had a video phone, you'd see me
blushing. You know, it's just like when you're dealing with Republicrats in Congress, there's a mm-hmm. time for diplomacy,
yes.
and there's a time to put your foot down and go, you know
right.
what? I'm being nice and I'm being kind, but you are in the wrong, and don't mislead the public
right.
into believing you are right. My
yeah,
issue
right.
with them is that when I gave a legalese counter-argument, there was a woman who posted suggestions for academia and tried to use that as patent law and copyright
mm.
law.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm citing copyright law, and they deleted every comment that I had on their blog citing such
oh,
law because
no
he
kidding.
Wanted his narrative to stand and mine to be gone. So,
see, that's
I
dishonest.
David, and I wish I was that good of a person. At times, I think we liberals are way too damn nice, and we have to go, excuse me, wrong.
Well, you've got
no,
to protect your own
nobody.
Territory. You've got to protect
nobody
your own
else.
Ground, unless that ground
oh,
is
trust
yours.
Me, I can be in a mean SOB when I want to, but
yeah.
you know, I try to.
You
know, for RT7, look at it more balancing. But,
right.
you know, the thing is that Diane posted some information that goes beyond the Mad Mike or RT7 squabble. It's
mm-hmm.
for everybody out there. I mean,
right.
everybody
right.
should
right.
know what their rights are. And
yeah.
that's the whole
yeah.
point of getting this out, is that
mm-hmm.
people need to know what they can stand up. And, by the way, comments on people's sites are automatically copyrighted by the people that put in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that.
When somebody takes a comment away, they've maligned your, they've stolen your information.
Well, they have things called.
In one of the leading parts of the article, I said I did not allow authors to delete their entire post because the comments belong to the users that created them. If you don't,
correct.
If
yeah.
you're
mm-hmm.
mad at me and you hate Diane and suddenly you don't want to write for me anymore and you want to take your crayon and go home, delete the content of your post and leave the comments intact.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, and I would absolutely concur and bend to that. If somebody was that angry with me and wanted to delete their content, and when we left one of the splinter blogs of, I'm not even going to get into that, but there was a splinter blog of, the Great Orange Satan that we all came from, and we went to another blog, and the vitriol got too bad there in egos, so we moved off and created Wild Wild Left.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, one of my admins, when they left my left wing, deleted his entire history.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told him at the time, and it was controversial, I told him at the time it was wrong because you can't take other people to work with you. And, I mean, right from the creation,
mm-hmm.
we had to have that long discussion about what was appropriate and what was inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
thing is that unless you have a respect for the legal copyright of every person's words, content, thoughts, whatever, their artistic creation, you know, there can be no equitable creation of content.
Right.
Basically, petty tyrants cannot rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
Once people get their egos involved, and then somebody leaves and it hurts because they go, oh, golly, you were so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate you for leaving me. You know, all that petty childish stuff is
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to happen in
well,
any high-strung artistic community. But
right.
we cannot let that be our ruling factor. We have to sit back and go, yeah, I'm mad as hell, and I might call you a fucktard. But in the meantime, I'm not going to touch what you've written.
Now, question to Diane
well,
and
to be,
David.
There has to be rules.
Question for both of you. You don't have to necessarily approve someone's comment and publish it in your blog, do you? If just because they've sent it to
no,
you.
No, you have content control of your own
right.
website.
Right. Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, no,
I'm not one
somebody,
to
you know.
Neglect people, but if I get something that's clearly spam or just a lot of gibberish,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not even going to worth it. I'm not even going to have it worth my time to publish it.
Well, just to
well, you're in life.
Bring
you're
a little bit of devil's advocate
article,
into this.
Wait, Jack. If you've not read my article, Jack, if you've not read my article yet,
no,
it,
I'm
it
going
addresses
to.
That. It addresses that. And the
okay,
fact
good.
Of the
thank you.
Is, as a blog owner,
mm-hmm.
the blog owners have is the right to control their the content that appears on their page.
Right.
To the point of anything they find offensive, they can remove.
Okay, yep.
But
okay.
They cannot tell blog writers what they can or you know, they can't repost or they owe attribution.
Right.
Basically, they're you know, and I address this as well, there can be a fine line argument that, well, golly, they have the right to eliminate their work and that their work created the thread that followed and blah, blah, blah. But that
mm-hmm.
is such a gray area. No court will touch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, let's not even go there.
is by having administrative, this one thing Soapbox has over WordPress is I can individually ban people from
mm-hmm.
posting cover or IP addresses, and WordPress is not.
Uh-huh.
Just to bring a little bit of expansion on the discussion here, you know, devil's advocate, you also, there's really sort of two different models that are out there in the blogosphere. You have the people that are doing it as a hobby or just trying to get information out, and I guess RT7 would be considered that. So you have other sites that are like a business model where, you know, they're actually trying to make money, and from that money they are putting in support and you know, they're marketing your posts and stuff like that. In a sense, the posts that they get is their product.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
unless they pay you or you sign a contract.
That's right. That's where the contract comes in.
Right.
That's where a contract would settle any kind of discrepancies or miscommunications.
Right.
And, you know, if you get paid or you have a intellectual property.
Well,
you
know,
or something
this
like that
doesn't count when you're trolling your comments and bashing people over the head with, you know, emails, come and contribute to my blog.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you do it when you're going to have an agreement. Don't you have to have a signed agreement with some formalization
yes, yeah.
to it?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So people understand.
I don't know the exact legalese, but
yeah.
You do have to have some sort of model of a contract, you know, whether it's written or email, signed, agreed, whatever, or money has to transfer,
right.
And so that a contract is implied.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, that may be not quite
right.
We've
gotten so legalistic in these days, haven't we? I mean, you have to. But
yeah, you know, it's still a wild, wild west out there. You have people just outright stealing posts. Then you have people that are, like, copying complete sections and then pasting it in their stuff and, you know, trying to come across
as the original author.
It's a wild west out there. And and plus you have the fact that even if you discover someone has...
Because I'm the wild, wild left.
Oh. That's right.
Crazy world out there. Sorry. Anyway, you know, there's still a lot of copying back and forth, basically outright stealing out there. But you also have the thing of, even if you know someone that put your post verbatim on their site or whatever, you
mm-hmm.
still have to go through a process of telling them to stop it. Or credit you, and
mm-hmm.
even if you get to that point and they don't change it, you still have
mm-hmm.
to try to take them to court. And, you know, that's where it can get to be.
Well, you've got to protect your copyright.
Well,
that's
and it's actually not that hard because that was a court case I tried. Somebody
mm-hmm.
was taking my material,
mm-hmm.
reposting it on their blog, and it helped my case considerably that they did it with ill intent, which means... And I believe the quote, let me go to my post, it has to do with ill intent.
Mm-hmm.
They were changing what I had said.
Mm-hmm.
They were cherry-picking what I said and using it out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it with malice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, the judge went, oh, you totally have a case here, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want monetary recompense, you know,
recompense, yeah.
Do you want that, or do you want a cease and desist?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really, all I want is a cease and desist. If
okay.
he retracts all that information,
mm-hmm.
I'm good. And that's what happened. But the fact of the matter is that many of us, I mean, on the bottom of my blog, there is a... basically a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Work 3.0 United States License. Every blog has one. Basically, everything about that's pretty much inadmissible in court.
Mm.
However, if you write something and somebody doesn't ask permission or reprints it without attribution and then uses their byline, it is a rock hard case. Now,
okay,
if they attribute you, if they attribute you, blah, 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 it's a shady, gray, kind of hard to prosecute case. You'd have to prove you lost money and they made money on it. You know, I mean, I went through this law with a fine-tooth comb. If they did it and said disparaging things about you, oh, golly, you got them.
Yeah.
Because then they're using it with malice. And that really has something to do, because this new public domain, actually, blogging isn't considered publishing. I have to keep reiterating that to the public. It is considered a public viewing of an individual's art.
And there is a legal distinction.
There is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to know that.
Fantastic.
Diane, what you published, I'm going to go to that and I'm going to memorize it. I'm going to memorize it to the nth degree, because I'll tell you what, it's vitally important to all bloggers, and it's totally relevant, and it's
don't memorize my words. Go read my links and go to,
I know, I understand.
And, you know, go to copyright.
Well, your words are the key to those links. That's what I'm trying to make, the point I'm trying to make. Your words are the key to those links, and it's very important information to have. That could be one of the most important articles or posts ever to appear in that in Roundtree 7. And hats off to you for doing that.
Well, you know, I love everybody that posts there, and you know, I want to see it Roundtree 1000, not Roundtree 7.
Yeah,
you know, I want this to be an effort that grows and works.
Right.
You know, and I like my own, the sound of my own voice on Wild Wild Left as well. But really, what I want is people to wake up and see the big picture and see that we need to, rather than do the petty infighting, go, we have a common enemy here, and we need to take egos out of it. Yeah, all
right. Right.
Fine. You know what? If people spin off my blog and create their own, I support them. I link them. I say good things about them.
Yeah.
I have no issue with that. I'm egoless. I'm
the
most
popular
writer that I know.
That's the way to be. I'm very
that was the same way RT7. I mean, whenever anybody gets their stuff published at any other place, I mean, we congratulate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we support.
It's a very congenial
message
group. It's a very congenial group, and I'm very happy about that.
But, again, you know, we're a different model. We're more of a message model as opposed to a business model.
Right.
And
yeah, we're not in it for profit. We're not in it for a penny. We're not in it for any money at all.
I have no ads. You have no ads.
Yeah.
No.
I don't take a single advertiser on my blog. I'm not
me
making
either.
Any money.
Me either. Yep.
You know, just not going to do it.
Yeah,
Diane brought up a very good point, though, that bloggers are not considered journalists. And I think there is protections given to journalists that are not
bloggers.
Transferred over to bloggers. So, you know, I'm not really clear on all that. But I know there is a lot more First Amendment protection and protection of sources given to journalists than bloggers. So anyone that's
what I thought.
People who aggregate are not considered journalists. If you write unique work, even with citations, you're covered under journalism. Even though we're not journalists per se, probably not covered under some of the give us your sources
things. But as far as
copyright,
small.
Individual work is unique work is considered journalism and or authorship.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are covered.
I have learned something. You know, I'm not clear at all about where the distinction becomes, but that's good to know.
It's good to know,
But another thing, you know, is it doesn't really make much difference when they come and torture you, whether you're a blogger or a journalist. to get information out, but you can't say it. But wait, I'm a blogger.
Very arrogant. That is very arrogant.
So just be aware of
that. When they want you to give it up. They want you to give it up. There's
yeah.
no cross.
Yeah, your blogger status is not going to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The press card doesn't matter.
Well, this was a very educational discussion today, folks. I've gotten a lot out of it, and I can't wait to read your piece, Diane. And I'm going to do that
right.
tonight, first thing.
It's just something I keep down on the page, and it's how I write. You know, I pour my first cup of coffee, and I sit down.
Good job.
And that's what comes out.
Well,
you know,
good
and,
job.
And if I don't do that first thing in the morning, it probably doesn't happen.
Okay.
Like Papa Hemingway.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important. It's really, really important that people like you and David and myself continue, rather than aggregating, reading all these different stories, tying them together and presenting them is related as they are, because so much of the media, even if they do report, which they don't well, tend to not tie together related stories. And
right.
It takes a certain mindset to be able to go, wait, oh, golly, this happened and this happened, and this happened because this happened, and this
right.
is the person behind the money of all of it, and blah, 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 and point that out to the public.
I think you're pointing out the failures of modern journalism. It's just
well,
become
you know
so shallow.
It's not journalism. I know about journalism, and
right.
I got to tell you, this is not journalism. What's going on out there? What is happening
right.
out there is public relations for
uh-huh.
political and corporate entities.
Exactly
this
right.
Isn't journalism.
Yep,
and
it's exactly right.
The major media, it's not.
Yeah, there's very little investigation going on anymore. All there is presentation.
That's
I really think that for the most part, guys, I mean, girls, everybody, the point we are missing, and the point I've been trying to make in my last two shows and because I've had co-hosts, maybe haven't made clearly, is that right now, the Tea Party is less popular than hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm.
They were leaps on the popularity scale in the last two polls taken. And they're trying to solve this. That's the mindset of middle America, and they show the 12 people huddled around Sarah, loving on her. This is not reality.
No.
You know, this is not reality. I just
well, we know that.
All over Michigan at 35 miles an hour, stopping every 20 miles because my transmission was going and talking to people all over this state, which because of Detroit and Ann Arbor and probably Lansing votes D, but is the northern part of it is full of Republicans or former Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, people are beginning to understand at a visceral level because they're suffering that both parties suck. And nobody's serving us. It's,
right.
We need to change it from anger at the government to anger at how our government is being run. Your
right.
tax dollars need to be seen as purchasing power. Okay, I can't afford to put a new road, you know, and our road's like an Iraqi airfield. You can't afford it, but if we all pool our money, we can afford it.
Right, that's
just
government.
Just like school books, just like health care, just like anything else. What? The government and taxes is supposed to be as collective purchasing power. And instead, because this purchasing power has been so abused and malused that people have lost faith in the government and they're angry at the wrong people. It's not the government per se. It's the fact that we've let the government get out of our control for our best interests.
And we've let it become dominated by special interests.
Over the state, that used to listen to Rush Limbaugh and used to be Fox, and they're like, Fox is lying to us. Because I tell you what, I voted for that tax break for the rich because they're going to bring jobs here. In the last 12 years, there's been no more jobs here.
Exactly.
These people are waking up. So citizen journalism, because regular journalism, getting back to Gwen's point, citizen journalism is of utmost importance, and that's why we need to get our freaking egos out of this.
Right, and we need to
just keep
on trucking. We need to keep on publishing or printing and logging, and we need to keep doing this.
Yes, we need to do, well, okay, excuse me, I'm being redundant. The message is the important part of all of it, messaging. And it's like David said, Roundtree 7 was created. There's a little masthead up there. It says knowledge to the social consciousness.
Right.
And that's what it really is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And there are folks that see that and they wonder over it and they get interested and they read the words that are presented for information on whatever topic or to read a story and be inspired or to be informed or
mm-hmm.
to know where to reach out into a community to find what they need to make their own stand. I mean, this is what we're really supposed to be about.
Right.
And as Diane says, without the ego so much attached, we can be proud of ourselves. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think Roundtree 7, every one of the writers is proud of the other writers and what they
mm-hmm.
accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, without question.
And we do a fine job of mm-hmm. keeping it pretty equal because we all take part in how Roundtree 7 operates just
right.
by, you know, well, do you agree with this and do you agree with that? So, by the way, everybody here has been part to that. And it's important to bring that up in this conversation and say, hey, we're a group of people who have gotten together and we're saying that there's a message for you to hear that you're not hearing anyplace else but on this little end of
mm-hmm.
a global consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point, Gwen. And I like to stress the fact, too, that as far as my role, I'm just sort of the guy that built a little platform for everybody to shine with. I mean, we are a team. RT7
right. Right.
is not Gwen or David or Oso. All the decisions for the site are made by as a team. You know, we
mm-hmm.
pull together and get opinions and you know, try to take a direction. I mean, it's not one
right.
person, so.
Right, exactly. And it's
that's
very congenial. That's the whole word is congenial. Everybody's respectful of everybody else. There's no petty jealousies or any childish stuff like that. And, you know, that stuff doesn't belong. That belongs
yeah,
on other blogs.
It
know.
Also wasn't created as some sort of
competition.
Or conspiracy.
Can
you know,
say that?
It's
right.
where
yeah,
we used
yeah.
to ride at is was just a different. It's just had a different path from
right.
where we were going.
Sure.
And
sure.
you know, it's just a different style. And
yeah.
you know, it's no animosity towards them. It's
right. Right.
It's
exactly.
just,
well,
we took a different direction.
Yeah.
I
the left shouldn't fight amongst
and
itself.
And okay, well, can I say something here though? Because one of my co-writers is sitting in the chat room right now listening to this, and he's been made cannon fodder on Mad Mike's America.
Oh.
Mike Stimson is a professional journalist.
Oh, he's great.
He just paid for it. He was defamed, and I'm angry.
He's a great writer.
My voice,
oh,
and
no.
I am saying this with all true and personally from Gwendolyn H. Berry, not from Roundtree 7, but I am saying that
uh-huh.
I don't consider it just some little, you know, a little thing that happened there. This comeback like this and this of Mike's character and skills and the pot shots that were taken at other members of my team. I
That's
take
terrible.
That personally, and I'm going to say so online. But this is
yeah.
Gwendolyn Berry. It is not David Sims or Morgan Williams, Mike Stimson, or Al
Let me jump in here because I've been a victim of this for. I mean, this is I've been involved in this for 6-7 years, and
mm-hmm.
when we splintered off, there was another blog that. Disparaged me and everybody I knew constantly. The only way to win is not to play. And I think it was very important that I pointed out the legalese, not because I didn't take some pathetic childish joy in kicking the butt of a bully, But more so, and I had to stop and think about it and look at my own ethics and morals behind it, because I really think that writers need to know their legal rights.
Yes.
So, you know, what he's doing to Mike is pathetic, but Mike's his obvious, and all the writers at Roundtree Sevens, their obvious talent speaks for itself, and you don't need to defend yourself.
Stimson is outstanding. He is outstanding.
Against any pathetic person who is jealous, angry, whatever, ignore it. It will fizzle away. It did with me. It always does. But if you feed it, it grows. I was not trying to feed the monster when I wrote what I wrote, even though my irritation did show through. I wrote what I wrote because people have a right to know what their legal rights are.
Yeah,
I'm not petty or vindictive. I don't have the time for that. You know, I can be. You know, I mean, golly, I'm human.
Anybody can.
But
I mean,
the fact of the matter is while you hate to see somebody's name impugned, I get all Mommy Jean'd right away. Mommy Jean, protect mine. I'm up there protecting you guys. While that is a natural reaction, you have to do it like I do. You have to do it by stating the facts, researching your shit, and basically making the case that, here is the truth, here, and let the truth be known. So, ultimately, I know it sucks.
I didn't state a bunch of facts. I just stated the observations when I commented that it was a shame. It was shameful what was going on. And I thought that it was a low thing that was happening. I didn't try to fan more flames. I really didn't. I just tried to go and observe and say, this is wrong.
We just have to be resolved to the fact that we're not going to be that way. We're not going to play those petty games, and we're just going to continue about our business the way we always have, and just with good intent in our hearts, write what we feel and what we observe and draw our own conclusions, and that's all we can do.
And the accepting of the fact that you can never please everyone.
That's right. That's very true.
It's quite true.
I mean,
you're going to have people that are going to disagree with you, and there's going to be petty jealousies and that kind of thing. And, of course, you shouldn't flame them. I bring up the exception and say, you know, it's wrong when another big, huge entity of people, a big, large group of people, begin to devour down on one person.
That's
like
ridiculous.
That's bad. I think it should be mentioned. I wasn't going to go through this show without saying that because it was wrong when it was done before. It's wrong now.
Right.
And it also warns people who are susceptible to that kind of bullying that, you know, you shouldn't buyer beware. You know?
Amen, girlfriend. Because bullying is a key word here. Essentially, what happened, in my opinion, and I know that it's not a popular opinion, is that, you know, people on Roundtree 7 took the high ground and capitulated to stop the vitriol. But all that taught the bully and perhaps his readers, now perhaps not because you published my posts and they can, you know, I'm sure they're all going to look. He convinced maybe his 10 writers or potential hundreds of writers in the future that really if you make enough stinking vitriol, people will go, okay, you're the boss of me, I'll do what you want. And
that's,
I know
that's Republican tactics.
The intent was to stop the bleeding, the hemorrhaging.
Right.
But you know, at some point you can't put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound and call it good. You have to go, I have to address this wound.
Right.
And so you do it tactfully, you do it clinically, and you close the wound, and then you move on. So, you know, right now, the fact of the matter is this is not really a political blog. You guys are. I am. And, golly, now that we've laid out the facts, they can suck it, because they're wrong, and they've been proven wrong.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is we didn't get dirty doing it.
Right. Very good point. And no need for us to rub it in anybody's face. We'll just proceed like I mentioned a moment ago. Just proceed in our own direction, in our own way, and let it be.
Yeah. Well.
You know, it's all we can do. That's taking the high road all the way. You know.
Well, the thing I want to say before we sign off this evening is that I admire and I will do whatever my admin tells me to as far as being a part of the team. He does a great job. David, thank you.
Yeah.
Very
thank
much.
You, David.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you very much, David, for putting up with my mommy jeans, which has had its fun this last 24 hours to a certain degree, too. I really tried hard not to be nasty myself. I just observed. But, it is important. It is important that people understand that, you own what you write. And nobody should be able to tell you that you have to do this or you have to do that. That's an important message to get out there, especially for all the reasons that have been discussed in the last hour. And they're really good reasons.
Our T7 doesn't make money. We don't have ads.
Right.
RT7 doesn't make money.
Right.
We're driven by our hearts, not our pocketbook.
Yeah, and so all we have is our ethics and integrity, and
right.
if we lose that by somebody calling us thieves or unethical,
right?
Then that's not really fair to us. It's taking it's equivalent to taking income away from some other site. I mean, that's all we have to work with. Our opinion and don't agree with us, but. We want an
honest
debate. We're bringing up valid opinions. So
yeah, right, exactly. Very
I apologize for being the bad guy and the bad cop in the situation, but since I had no vested interest and no one knew me, I figured I could kind of get away with being the bad guy without impugning your site. And maybe I was a little over the top.
Your information transcends what. What RT7 and Mad Mike is. Yeah, I mean, that information you put it there needs to be spread throughout the entire blog land.
Right.
Everybody needs to know what their rights are. So.
Very true.
Absolutely.
And Round 7 is welcome to use my work anytime it wants, and with or without attribution, because really, it'd be nice to link to Wild Wild Lost, but if not, and you're all very, very welcome to cross-post there, and make sure you pimp your own blog, Round 7, and in the first line so that we cross-post to each other because it creates interest for everybody. Mm-hmm. And in closing, my only suggestion here is Here Be Monsters is a great title for this, but really branding, I think you really need to rename this Round 7 so that it links back to your blog and that people, it creates more interest. Because
good point.
That's advertising. Okay, I'm done.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Diane. I'll see you all next week.
Oh, we'll see you later, Jack.
Good night.
Good night.
I certainly do appreciate the production suggestions. Thank you.
I hope it helps.
actually, I do have my own Here Be Monsters blog, so I crossed over there too. But it's like there is no place that I don't go. I'm on Progressive News Network in another 20 minutes, and I will be talking Roundtree7.com and everyone else. I do my very best to plug everything. I want to thank you, Diane, for coming on today and giving information out that you have. It's really important for people who are looking out there to make contributions but not get caught up in some kind of drama, you know?
Yes, and thank you for having me, and I enjoyed it very much. Sundays are very hard for me. I hope I can do it a little bit more often, and I hope I see you more often on Fridays.
Yes, Diane. Yes. I have one question I got to ask. What exactly was playing with a chainsaw thing going on? That you were.
I had 7 trees taken down.
Oh, okay.
And it was drop and leave. Uh-huh. And there was a little 15-year-old that, you know, was working for me, a friend's son. And when I went up north, I paid him $100 to finish cleaning up the yard, and it was almost done, and he didn't do it. And then he left. Then I found out from my neighbor that every time he was over here, which I told him he could use my Xbox and eat anything in my fridge because he's like my kid, he kept leaving my air conditioning on and the windows open, and he had it set down to 66. So basically I was left with a mess, and I used a little trim saw, girly chainsaw, and I finished it. I was big and bad and brave, even though I'm not real fond of using them, because I am blonde, female, and Polish, not coordinated and not essentially bright. power tools, I love power tools. I wrench and trucks. But there are some power tools that I'm not fond of, and I did it, and I'm really proud of me because I made things happen today with the chainsaw. And I got over my fear and did it.
That's really cool. I mean, I can admit, I'm afraid to use a chainsaw because I've had some circumstances, but so, you know, it's like,
you know,
wow.
So I got to be the man, you know, I got to be the girl, I got to be the man.
Double duty.
Bless his heart and bless his soul.
Double duty, sweetie. Thank you both for being on today. And thank you, David, for being such a great team captain over at Round Tree 7. And that's roundtree7.com. Anybody listening in future archives or listening out there now that isn't aware, you'll find a whole lot to read over there, including today's information about copyright online. And also remember to go on over to the wildwildleft.com. It's .com, isn't it, Diane?
It is. Thank you.
Blog. And on Friday evenings, you're at 5, aren't you?
6 Eastern time.
Okay. Sorry, did it again. 6 p.m. Eastern time over at Wild Wild Left on Blog Talk Radio, and that's Blog Talk Radio with the #flashback Diane G, right?
Yep. Awesome.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. And thank you for coming on. Thank you both for coming on and illuminating the crowd. The crowd here is filled with our buddies, and I'd like to mention them. I mean, we've got Mike Stimson in the room. Michael Hugh is in there, too, the Shining Knight. And we also have Tim Waters and Oso, who didn't call in. I see, Diane, we've got a couple of guests. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. That's going to be it. We're a short show today. But we did an hour. Hey.
Thank you for having me.
And it was
wonderful.
Welcome
to
come back again.
Welcome to your gentleman.
Yes. And thanks awful to Jack Jodell and the Saturday Afternoon Post, and you can read him also at roundtree7.com. I'm going to play us out of here with something that is really kind of cool. I know everybody's going to just leave, but I'm going to get us out of here with this good stuff. So. And that was the theme from Mike Hammer by Mickey Spillane. So thanks for listening. If you listen the whole way, we'll see you next Sunday evening at here in Monsters. And please don't forget to tune in right now, actually, to www.newmercurymedia.com to Progressive News Network, because I'll be over there in 15 minutes. And we'll see what they can do. Okay. Night night. See ya. Bye. La-di-da.